Good morning. Our question today is, can a woman be motzi a man in the Kriyas HaMegillah, Megillas Esther? And the follow-up question will be, if she can, how about Kolbi Isherva? That Amir Tashem we will get to tomorrow. So when it comes to the first question, can a woman read, lane the Megillah for a man? We're going to start with a Gemara in Erechin that says as follows, HaKol Chayavim B'mikra Megillah. Everyone is obligated with the reading of Megillah, HaKol K'sherin Likras as a Megillah, and everyone can read the Megillah, apparently, for other people. And the Gemara asks as follows, what is this coming to include? It is coming to include women, that women are also obligated in the Mikra Megillah and also can be motzi. Apparently others can read the Megillah. And Letuye Mai Letuye Nashim, and this is in the view of the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, because Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi said, Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah, women are also obligated in Mikra Megillah. Why? He brings the rationale. Sha'af and Hayu Ba'oso Anes, they were also included in the Nes and the miracle of being saved from Haman and Achashverosh. So, based on this, there are a number of Meforshim who are of the view that it is permitted for a woman to read the Megillah, lay in the Megillah, and to be motzi a man his obligation of Mikra Megillah, including Rashi. Rashi says as follows, Le'atuye Nashim, this is coming to include women, Shechayavos b'mikra Megillah, that they are obligated in the laying of the Megillah, Uksheiros likrosa, they are kosher, they are proper to be laning it, Ulahotzi zacharim yidei chovasam, and they can be motzi men their obligation of laning, hearing the Megillah. So that's the view of Rashi, that indeed a woman can read the Megillah, lane the Megillah for a man. But Tosfos brings in the name of the Bahag otherwise, that the Bahag disagrees. He brings the Tosefta that says different from our Gemara. So the Tosefta says as follows, HaKol Chayavi Mimikra Megillah, everyone is obligated in Mikra Megillah. However, Nashim Vavadim Uktanim Pturi Mikriyas Megillah, women and Canaanite slaves and Kentanim, those under the age of Bar Mitzvah, are potter from Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Bahag, based on that, adds on. The language of the Tosefta said that a woman is not obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. However, she is obligated in Shmia of the Megillah. She is not obligated in the reading, but she is obligated in the hearing of the reading of the Megillah. Lefisha kol hayu besafek lashmi larogla, because everyone could have been killed. It was a safek. Anyone could have been destroyed by Haman. And accordingly, they were also included in the Nes of Purim. So we see here that the Bahag has a different take. The Bahag is explaining that women are not obligated in Mikra Megillah, but they are obligated in Shmias, hearing the laning of the Megillah. And based on that, we would say that a woman cannot be motzi a man. A man has a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah. He has a chiyuv of not only hearing, but the Megillah itself he is obligated in it, laning in it. And it happens to be that he can be yotzeh via hearing it from somebody else. But a woman has a different obligation. Her obligation is not Mikra Megillah, it's Shmias the Megillah, and she cannot be motzi somebody who has a man who has an obligation of Mikra Megillah. So there we have it. Bottom line for us today is we have a machlokis if a woman can be motzi a man or not. According to Rashi and some others, yes, a woman is obligated in Mikra Megillah. She has the same level of obligation as a man. And indeed, based on that, she can be motzi a man. On the other hand, we have Tosas bringing the Bahag based on a Tosefta that a woman does not have the same obligation. A man is obligated in Mikra Megillah. A woman is obligated in Shmias Megillah. And accordingly, she cannot be motzi him. So based on that, a question of Mir Chashem next time will be, so how about if she can be, based on Rashi and others, if she can be motzi a man, how about kol b'isha erva? Don't we have a problem that this is kol isha and he's not allowed to listen? And Mir Chashem, we will get to that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.